اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School. And I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have Ayah 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay? Page 24 of Quran Kareem. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, stay with us till the end of this session. We'll have this ayah in our topic, and we'll have a short explanation about it. And the most important thing about the tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention in this ayah. So, before we start, Ali Nasir, Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad Haider, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين.
Now I will be reciting. Make sure you trust, listen, and then repeat. All right? So brothers and sisters, if you're listening to us right now, please repeat after us and practice.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع.
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع.
والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات.
والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات.
وبشر الصابرين.
وبشر الصابرين.
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So listen to the translation of this ayah. We will surely test you. وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. How? With a measure of fear, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ and hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. So, we'll test you with these things. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give good news to the patient. Okay? Those who tolerate, those who have patience, okay? In the when they have the tests, okay? So guys, you know that Allah Almighty is wise. He is wise, yes, he is knowledgeable. He has the knowledge over everything, and whatever he does is based on wisdom, based on mercy, based on knowledge. Okay, he doesn't do, God forbid, okay, anything wrong. So, but there are many reasons, okay, for why, for example, we have flood, we have, for example, tornadoes, we have earthquakes, we have, physically, they have some reasons, yes, but totally, okay, in terms of religious, in terms of, for example, spiritually, let's see what reasons are there. Actually, we don't have much time to talk about them, but I give you an address, so please refer to them, okay? If you, even you can search the internet, okay, on the Google search, okay, that... in Persian as well, you can search in English, whatever, okay? The reasons, okay? The religious reasons, for example, or the reasons behind the, for example, you can write the evils. People call them evils, yes? Shar, okay? Shurur or shar. So you can learn about them. There are many hadith, many verses of the Quran, okay? You will see they have explanations about them, okay? So one of the reasons is that Allah Almighty wants to test us. If we have, for example, fear, if we have, for example, hunger, if we have, not hunger like you're hungry right now, okay, not this one. I mean, hunger totally, okay, in the world. Or if sometimes we have a loss in our wealth, we lose a lot of money. Sometimes we lose our lives, okay? Our family members, they die, okay? All of a sudden, they die, all right? Or, for example, our crops, yes? Your crops, okay, you have less products this time, okay, this year, for example. So there are many reasons, physical reasons also, yeah, materialistic reasons, and also there are spiritual reasons. So one of them is Allah Almighty wants to test us, okay? And Allah Almighty then says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news to those who are patient, all right? So Allah Almighty gives us these things in order to give us a promotion, one of the reasons, to grow some types of talents, okay? Another reason. There are many reasons that you can go and learn about them. Especially in the Tafasir book, if you look, okay? They are written. So guys, better to refer to the Tafasir book, a hadith book, inshallah, for the explanation, okay?
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Let's go to the main topic of our class, which is the Tajweed rules. This ayah has a lot of rules. Pay attention, okay? وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. I told you one thing, I think, in the previous sessions, in the early sessions, in the very first sessions, that you don't have to, for example, instead of producing a short vowel sound, if you produce a long vowel sound, the meaning changes. And also vice versa, the opposite, yes?
Yes.
Like here, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Instead of saying وَلَا, if you say وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, the meaning changes. وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, for sure I will test you, Allah Almighty says. If you say وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, I don't test you, the meaning changes. So, a single sound, a single short vowel sound, if you change it to a long vowel, it changes the meaning. So you should be very careful. Tajweed rules are very important, okay? And also in reading and fluency, you've studied this. So, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, ba sakin, So when we have the ba sakin, the rule,
qalqala
is applied. A bouncing or an echoing sound is produced. Walanab. Make sure it is not laba, labano. Walanab, nab, echoing sound. Nab, nab, luwannakum. Nun mushaddad. Wannakum. All right? Idgham. Nasal sound. Aha. Nakum, aha. Mim sakin we have here, right? After mim sakin, bishayin. Ba. So we have a mim sakin. For the mim sakin, we had a rule. If you have a mim sakin, three rules were applied. Idgham mithlain, ikhfa, and. Idhar. Three rules were applied, okay, there. So which rule is this? If we had a mim sakin plus ba, ikhfa was applied. If we have a nun sakin plus ba, iqlab is applied. You remember?
Yes.
Okay. So here, ikhfa. You gotta kind of hide the sound of mim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Hide the sound of mim. كُمْ بِشَيْئِمْ Also a nasal sound you should produce there. Two counts. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْئِمْ Okay? Any other letters after, for example, mim sakin, like fa, ta, mim. If mim is there, idgham mithlain. If any other letter is there, okay? Idhar. For example, wala nabluwannakum fi, if there's fi. Okay? If. So fa is not ba, not mim, so you can do idhar. No changes. But mim, ba is there, so ikhfa is applied. Wala nabluwannakum bi shay'in, right? Bi shay'in tanween. Aha. After tanween, you have mim. In the previous session, we mentioned that you have to apply the rule. Idgham, yes. Mim. Six letters were there. Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, nun. Idgham. Yes?
Yes.
Yarmalun letters. So, Fawad, read it. Bishay.
Bishay'im min al
khawf. Yes. Bishay'im. Yes? Two counts. Nasal sound also. Bishay'im min al khawf. وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ Again, mim. Again, idgham. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ Nun sakin. Anfus, nun sakin plus fa. What rule is applied, Hassan? Hussein?
Ikhfa, sir.
Ikhfa, yes. Yes, ikhfa. Nun sakin plus fa. Fa is from the rest of the letters, yes? وَالْأَنفُسِ hide the sound of noon. And here, bishay wala nabluwannakum, we were hiding the sound of mim. Here we are hiding the sound of noon. Right?
Yes.
Wal anfus wath thamarat. We have qala. Qala says it's a sign of stopping. It says what?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Waqf is better than wasl. Yeah. You can continue, but it's better to stop here. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ Join it with صَاد. Skip Hamzatul Wasl and Lam. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Why you skip Lam?
Hamzatul Wasl?
No, why do you skip Lam?
Because you're connecting Rod to Sa and Sa has Tashdeed.
Yes. No, that's not the reason. But the reason is Saad is a sun letter.
Oh, yeah.
That's why when it comes after Lam, Lam is skipped.
But
if it is not a sun letter, moon letter, so you don't have to.
Sure, but if a moon letter had Tashdeed.
Yeah. So,
sir,
moon letter doesn't have a Tashdeed there after Lam. Because you join the previous letter to the Lam. In this case, Lam is pronounced. So when Lam is pronounced, of course, if there is a lam after that, yeah, two lam are there, so you join them. So thank you so much. Very, very important rules here we mentioned. Inshallah, you practice, please, okay? And if you had any questions, you can ask us. And also, you can, for the explanation about this ayah, I told you the reasons of the evils, people call them, okay, evils. So please refer to the tafasir book, to the hadith book, okay? We don't have much time to talk about them. Inshallah, I hope you learned something. So guys, do you have any questions? Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. We really recommend you stay with us in IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, every day we are here with you with the Quranic session. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان